What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
All right, thank you very much. Not necessarily here for applause today, but it certainly makes me feel good, so thank you. And welcome to the Ray Lucia Show, the one talk show in America you absolutely must tune into, especially today as we tackle some very, very important issues. One of those, different ways to manage sequence of returns risk in retirement. Now, we have discussed this before, but I want to get into the weeds just a tiny bit, because anyone that's on the precipice of retirement or already in retirement, when I say precipice, it's like, you know, 5 even to 10 years before retirement, you've got to get tuned in to what your allocation might be. You've got to get tuned in to what your distribution strategy might be. You've got to get tuned in to what's the plan B if plan or C or D if plan A, B, and C ain't working, because most of us, once we pull the plug, can't go back and earn it all over again. And anybody that was retiring back, you know, 7, 8, 9, even 10 years ago, that was confronted with a 57% decline in their portfolio may have pretty much ruined their chances of a safe and secure retirement for the rest of their joint lives, unless they seriously pare back how much money they plan on spending. Doesn't have to be that way. I've got solutions for you. That's what I'm here for. But I start today with this headline: wealthy investors leaving hedge funds seek haven in real estate. What do wealthy investors know that you may not know? Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Program, helping you out here live. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to chat about this or any topic, 844-729-7469. Emails at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Glad to have you with us. Wealthy investors leaving hedge funds seek haven in real estate. Obviously, wealthy investors tend to be in the know and watch equity valuations very, very closely. These are people that have tens of millions of dollars that have invested in hedge fund strategies, which include leverage and different trading schemes that are designed to hopefully either make your portfolio safer or give you added potential income or give you added upside potential growth that rarely beat the market, by the way. But many times it's more about risk adjustment than it is actual performance. So why are wealthy investors in droves gravitating toward real estate? Wealthy investors had 33% of their portfolios on average in real estate at the end of the second quarter. Wow, That's quite a bit. You know, we've talked about real estate and real estate investment trusts on the program, real estate being a solid component, 20, 25%. 33% sounds pretty high, but you know what? The wealthiest people I know today didn't gain their wealth by investing in the stock market. They did so by investing in real estate. I'll talk more about that in a second. The average allocation of members, so says Simone Foxman from Bloomberg, the average allocation of members in hedge funds fell to an all-time low of 4%. That compares with 5% in the fourth quarter of 08 in the midst of the financial crisis. So hedge funds not seemingly all that popular the way they used to be. And a lot of that probably having to do with the fact that many of the hedge fund managers have instituted certain strategies that were supposed to protect you from a decline of 57%. But unfortunately, no one really can, even if you're a brilliant hedge fund manager. And I recall the long-term capital management debacle back in the late 1990s, where their trading strategy was so brilliant, they won a Nobel Prize and et cetera, et cetera. Nobel laureates running the fund, and the next thing you know, they almost bankrupt the world. I mean, it was really scary. Warren Buffett, once again, steps up to help out. The Federal Reserve steps up. The sovereign funds stepped up to basically bail them out. And that was a massive hedge fund. But they're moving on to direct-owned real estate. Direct-owned real estate. Now, so many people believe that owning direct ownership in real estate is very risky. It is. It's very time-consuming. It can be. It's very hard, possibly. But it's also potentially very profitable. And this brings me to the whole discussion of correlations. Because one of the things we find about direct ownership in real estate, which is different than real estate that you buy in the form of a paper asset, namely REITs, which are stocks, is they don't necessarily correlate. And why I like it, not as opposed to REITs, but in addition to REITs. I've written about this in several books. The fact is, you should have real estate investment trusts as part of your stock portfolio, but they should be considered stocks, not brick and mortar real estate. It's just like, debt. Private debt is more closely aligned to brick and mortar real estate than it is to a bond fund, if you will. But that's a different topic for a different day. Let's focus on direct owned real estate and some of the advantages and why I believe the wealthy people are gravitating toward direct owned real estate. Now, granted, wealthy people can go out and buy multi-million dollar projects and probably have an advantage that way. Because a multi-million, I saw one just the other day, as a matter of fact, a fellow that I've been emailing with, he emailed me something and said, "Hey, Ray, take a look at this." And it was a building that was backed by Walmart. Again, I don't sell them. I'm not interested in this, except to explain how the multi-millionaire can actually do something like this. It's a 10-year investment. If you think you're buying direct-owned real estate and getting out with a flip, that's above my pay grade. You know, flipping houses like the shows on television, way above my pay grade. I would venture a guess that most of the people that do flipping, you're not going to see them on television, because rarely do you see the disaster, all right? Rarely do you see what's happened to me when I've tried to do that kind of work around my house. It always cost me way, way more because I'm too emotionally wrapped up because my wife is emotional.
It's pretty embarrassing.
It is very embarrassing. In either event, when we talk about direct owned real estate, it doesn't really care what the stock market does, and that's what I love about it. In particular, if it's income oriented. Now, I get the fact that there's some people that are peddling these growth opportunities. And growth opportunities are exciting, but that's where the real risk is. The one I was looking at, this fellow sends me, it's like a Walmart building. And Walmart signs a lease for 10 years. And the rate of return is like only 4.5% or 5%. I don't know, that's kind of like a 5% CD for the next 10 years. 10-year treasuries at half that. You think Walmart, if they sign, and again, I don't even know where this property is. I was just glancing it in my emails, and it caught my attention. What's the leverage? 58%. Who's signing the lease for the next 10 years? Walmart. Is Walmart going to renege on a lease? Well, there is risk, by the way, because if Walmart moves out of town in 10 years, you got basically a single-use building that maybe Costco would go in and take on. But there's risk, no doubt. But a 4 or 5% rate of return backed by Walmart, who probably is going to stay there for the next 100 years, is probably a pretty good bet. Does that individual worry about that 5% return? Probably not. And that's the point that I'm making. So when we come back from the break, direct owned versus REIT, where does it fit in the portfolio? And off to an email who says, all I've got is retirement plan money. How can I own something personally direct owned? I'll explain that when we come back. Stick around. They all come out to groove about in my Santa Barbara swing. It's all too beautiful.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code radio. Go to bizradioclub.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program, talking to you about your money, your business, and your life. Well, we started off in the first segment of this program discussing this whole concept of direct-owned real estate. Let me just go back and review some of the reasons why real estate can make a lot of sense. And if it's being ignored, then we should talk. Give me a call, 844-RAY-SHOW, or email me, as James did, and I may get a chance to get to this email in just a bit, because it's spot on. What he's asking about is how you go about buying the stuff in an IRA or a 401k plan. Excellent point. But let's go back to the basics. Why you buy real estate in the first place? And I'm not talking about the speculative real estate. I'm talking about the kind that gives you a cash flow, the kind that if we have inflation, that cash flow goes up because you can raise rents. The kind that if you have reasonable leverage, your risk is low, although not non-existent. If you have reasonable leverage, you make money on using other people's money to pay down the debt. And that's a huge equity builder that sort of goes unseen, unfelt until you ultimately sell. So income's going up with rising rents, and the debt is going down, meaning your investment is worth more. So when we discuss real estate investments, first and foremost, we look at its cash flow. We sort of define that in the business as a cap rate, a capitalization rate. In other words, if you paid cash, what kind of a return would you get net of all expenses? And today, those cap rates are fairly low. And if you can find something, I think James was talking about like a 7 or 7.5% cap rate. I don't know where he's finding that, but that's a whole different story. But if you had a 7% cap rate, that means you're earning 7% on your investment. Who wouldn't want a 7% rate of return? Is there hassle? Of course. Is there risk? You bet. But putting those on the back burner for just a second, I've owned a lot of real estate in my 40 years as an investor, and I can tell you that if you hire the right property managers and you buy the property right and you lock in really good financing, the likelihood of you having a blow up is very, very low. Have I had blow ups? Yes. I have. You can't be an investor and win on every single trade. Well, maybe you can, but I'm not that lucky. But it still panned out well in the end. A little shaky in the middle. Next, real estate is in fact a market where you can buy low and sell high. Stocks, very, very hard to do. But real estate, there are areas, you know, maybe they're depressed or whatever, or times where you may be able to get in at a lower valuation, lower than the historical market pricing in that particular area. So there is a chance. I'm not suggesting you try to find it, because the cap rate will kind of define that for you. If you're buying, I saw one the other day, an apartment building that was a 3.5 cap. I still look at real estate almost on a weekly basis anyway. Not necessarily as a buyer, I'm just curious. A 3.5% cap, I don't think warrants the risk involved in real estate. And then I saw another one advertised that was an 11% yield. Wow, I'm going, geez, that's pretty good. Well, now the leverage is like 90%. Well, that one bothered me, because they were using, in this particular example, they were using margin loans at like 2 and 3% to buy the real estate. Too risky for me. But if you're looking at a 5, 6, 7% cap rate, rate of return on real estate, plus the pay down, that to me gives you a total rate of return that might be 8, 9, 10%. I don't know. Sounds pretty good. 10% means I'm doubling my money every 7.2 years. So you may be able to buy low and potentially sell high. You certainly can time when you buy and time when you sell. You don't have to sell in a down market. And actively managed real estate, unlike passively managed investments in the stock market, can provide better returns at lower risk in the stock market. You don't see these wild swings in real estate. I mean, I've seen over the last 2 or 3 decades, two fairly wild swings down in real estate. I've seen flat markets, certainly, but those wild swings down were followed by 7, 8, 10 years of wild swings up, just like the stock market. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were buying dividend-paying stocks and the dividend yield was 6 or 7% and the stock dropped by 50%, but you still got your same $70,000 a year on your million-dollar portfolio, could you wait 4 or 5 years for it to get back to a million? I just described the downswings in real estate. Now, it's not 100% true, because yes, rents were cut, but they weren't cut to zero. Dividends were cut during the crash, but they weren't cut to zero either in most instances. So real estate can provide a relatively secure cash flow and not as volatile on the downside. And then we get to the tax advantages. One of the great things about real estate, and why I wouldn't necessarily buy it in a tax-favored plan, is because you give up some of the wonderful tax benefits. Remember, if you buy a residential property, you get something called depreciation. You can depreciate the cost of the structure over 27 and a half years. And that translates into potential tax benefits that will help you now and help you later. For example, the way it helps you now is it could turn that 5 or 6% yield into a 5 or 6% or 7% tax-free yield. Yeah, because if you depreciate a building, you get to take a tax deduction equal to that depreciation. Take the cost of the structure, divide it by 27 and a half. That's your tax write-off. Let's say that's $10,000. You get a tax write-off of $10,000. The first $10,000 of income that you take from the rental property is tax-free. It's tax-free. It's offset by the depreciation. Where else can you get that? A municipal bond? Show me a muni that's paying 7% with the potential to appreciate, where principal is being paid down and you get to build equity. So real estate, direct-owned real estate, gives you tremendous tax benefits, gives you the ability to use positive leverage, and is a non-correlating asset to the stock market, all three of which are very, very good in managing your retirement portfolio. How do you buy it when all your money's tied up in retirement plans? That's coming up next. Stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW. Emails at raylucia.com. Back in a flash.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Biz Talk Radio.
So we've talked a lot about real estate thus far in the program, and I want to continue on this theme. I'm not sure I can get to the other stuff that I've got piled up here. We do have a business spotlight coming up in just a minute, too. But before I close on real estate, I want to try to get to James's email, even before the email segment if I can, on how you buy this stuff if all of your money is in 401k plans. But let me just finish on the summary of why real estate is such a good thing. Number one, and most critically important, is it doesn't correlate with the stock market. That apartment building, that commercial building, that condo, I think in James's case, he wants to buy a triplex. He doesn't care what the CAPE ratio is of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Doesn't care. You got a tenant there. They sign a year or two lease. They got to pay you the rent. The rents go up at the end of the year by whatever the contractual CPI is in the contract, and it's a done deal. If the real estate market gets soft, what are they going to do? Move out? Costs them way more to move than pay another $25-$50 a month. You see what I'm saying? So real estate's got the built-in protection because it doesn't correlate with just about anything out there except itself. Interest rates go up. Okay, well, real estate might get soft because fewer people can buy. Who cares? I got a tenant. Now, I may have to lower the rents by 10, 20%. You've got to factor that in. Maybe it's 10 or 20%, but then 2-3 years later, it's back up. And you've, instead of pocketing 7% for a few years, you pocketed 5%. It's all good. It's got unique tax advantages. As I mentioned, you get to take depreciation. The appreciation upon sale is taxed at capital gains rates. You can make gifts of the real estate to your heirs, to your kids. You can have the kids move into that rental property. You could gift it to them. They could sell it tax-free up to $500,000 if they're married. I mean, there's so many advantages. I don't think I have time to get into them. You have the advantage of building wealth through leverage. Remember, if I put 10% down on a $100,000 property, and the property appreciates 3%, I just made a 30% return on my money, didn't I? Yeah, $100,000, 3%, $3,000. I put 10 grand down. What's 3 grand on 10 grand? Not to mention the fact that I might have gotten paid 5 or 6% cash flow to do it. So it needs to be part of your retirement plan. Now to the James question. James asked this in an email. I want to buy some real estate, but the only money I have is in pre-tax IRAs and 401k plans, parentheses, about 400k. How can I buy a $500,000 triplex? And he went on to talk about cap rates and all that stuff, and it's a lengthy email. That's why I'm not doing it in the email segment. But I have a little bit more time here that I can focus on it. All right, so listen, this is a common situation because let's face it, for the last 25 years, most of us have been max funding our 401ks and our IRAs and all that. And so we're cash poor personally, cash rich inside the retirement accounts. Now, you can buy real estate inside of a qualified plan, but it's difficult. It's very difficult. It's hard to get financing, for example, inside your IRA. No bank is going to make a loan to an IRA, and you can't sign. That's a prohibited transaction, so forget about that. And the websites that say you can do all this stuff with these fancy LLCs, that's bogus information. You can't. You cannot sign on the dotted line for a loan that your IRA or 401k has. You can't do it. So And you don't want to do it because you don't get those tax benefits inside the IRA, right? Or the 401k. You're giving up depreciation. All that cool stuff that I was talking about. You can't gift shares of your real estate to your kids in your IRA. That's a prohibited transaction. So I want to own real estate in my personal taxable account. So James here wants to buy a $500,000 piece of property. He'll need at least $50,000 down, maybe a little more than that. How does he come up with the $50,000? Well, he's got $400,000. He can come up with $50,000 easy, but taxable and possibly penalized if he's under 59 and a half. But in the 401k plan, remember, he can borrow up to $50,000 of his vested interest in his own plan and pay it back over the next 5 years. If this real estate is this cap rate of 7% or whatever, the cash flow from the real estate should be able to pay back the 401k loan or get near it. And now he's got real estate in his portfolio. If he did that, is he not using his retirement money to purchase real estate personally? Answer, yes. He's paying back that loan, but he is buying real estate in his taxable account, taking advantage of depreciation, where he gets to offset his income and possibly get a passive loss write-off on top of that. It's a topic for another show. What's a pig? What's a pal? I said last week I'd talk about it, but I will eventually, just not right now. Two, it's a pretty complicated area. But we're also getting the tax benefits of appreciation. If I sell my real estate, I pay capital gains taxes, not ordinary income taxes like an IRA. Capital gains rates can be as low as zero. Zero if that gain hits your 15% income tax bracket. So I can always do an installment sale, stay in the 15% tax bracket, and sell tax-free. How good a deal is that? So I don't want to buy my real estate in my IRA. I want my IRA to figure out a way to get me the money to pay for it. What if I need $100,000 down, 20% on that $500,000 triplex? Well, now, let's see, do I have a home? Yeah, I've got a home. Do I have $50,000 of equity in that home? I better, if I've owned it for the last 7, 8, 10 years, almost no doubt I've got $50,000 of equity. Borrow money against my home. Oh, never do that, Ray. Oh, come on, give me a break. Of course you can borrow against your home. People do it all the time to take trips around the world. I'm talking about investing that money in real estate. But I need to make the payment on $50,000. Okay, go to your IRA and do a 72T election. Let's say you've got, you know, $150,000 in your IRA and you're 50-something years old. You can probably take about $7,000-$8,000 a year out of the IRA. Oh, Ray, but it's taxable. So what? The interest that you pay on that loan against your home is tax deductible. So if you're paying the bank $8,000 and the IRA is distributing $8,000, that's a wash. Oh, but I have to pay penalties. No, you don't. Under Code Section 72T, if you do the calculations right, under the substantially equal payments clause in 72T, you take what are called substantially equal payments over your life expectancy for 5 years or age 59 and a half, whichever is longer. You do that, and there are no penalties. Now, you got to stay with the program for a while, but that's cool. That's how you pay back the bank loan. So now I've shown you how you can own that real estate in your taxable account, maintaining all of those wonderful benefits, like using leverage to make more money, like taking advantage of depreciation, like taking advantage of appreciation and the lower capital gains rates. Someday we'll talk about installment sales to be able to keep you in the 15% bracket. Not everybody can do that. But a married couple that's 65 can probably earn around $100,000 and stay in the 15% tax bracket. Well, think about this. Maybe when you add up all your Social Securities and retirement plans and investment portfolio, et cetera, you're making $70,000-$80,000 a year. Be a pretty decent retirement income. You still have $20,000 or so left in the 15% bracket. What if you did a 10-year installment sale and took your $200,000 of equity out with your principal? Maybe you're getting payments of $30,000 a year on the installment sale. $20,000 of it might be gain. That gain wouldn't ordinarily be taxed at capital gains rates, but because you're in the 15% bracket, that rate is zero. Now, anything that you earned over $100,000 all told in that particular scenario, you'd have to pay either the 15% tax rate on. Of course, there's recapture and depreciation and all that. I'm oversimplifying it, but you get the point. The point is you can own real estate even if all your money is tied up in retirement accounts, and you should have a real estate advisor in the mix on your advisory team that understands all this stuff, because it is a neglected asset in a retirement account, because most of our retirement accounts are in stocks, bonds, and cash, in our 401ks and in our IRAs. And maybe you get REITs, but REITs are not the same as direct owned real estate. An interesting business spotlight coming up, a very sweet one. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
Make me happy. You know, my son is leaving in the morning to fly to Hawaii, and he didn't invite me. And I'm pretty mad about that, actually. You know, when you're a dad and a grandpa, aren't the kids supposed to take you on vacations and stuff? I sure as heck took him on plenty of them. Welcome back, folks. It's the Ray Lucia Show. I am very, very jealous because it's one of my favorite spots. I used to visit Hawaii at least once a year, maybe twice in some years. It's been a couple of years since I've been back. Joining me on the program is somebody from one of my favorite islands, the Big Island, Lance Duya. He is the owner of Big Island Candies. I love Hawaii, Lance. There's only one thing I love a little bit more than Hawaii, and that's candy. And you got it both, this Big Island Candies Company. Tell me about your business. We do these business spotlights. We want to learn about entrepreneurship and how it's panned out for you. I'm reading your bio, and you've been in this business for 40 years. How'd you survive in the candy business for 40 years?
Well, first of all, aloha from Hawaii. I am not the owner, actually. I'm in charge of the public relations, actually, for Big Island Candies.
Okay, so how has the owner survived for the last 40 years? The candy business, it would seem to me to be a pretty tough business to make it, and you got lots of competition out there.
You're absolutely correct. A lot of perseverance, a lot of goodwill by having extraordinary employees as well and making some very good business moves, for sure. That's how he has sustained business here in Hawaii.
You know, we're hearing a lot in the news about better paying jobs and so forth. You're in a pretty expensive area. Have you found that you have to pay for the quality of those employees? I know I did when I had a company.
Absolutely. We truly believe in taking care of our employees, not only through their pay, but through their benefits as well, and making sure that they have a really good place to work at, where everyone comes to work because they want to come to work and they enjoy working.
Now, would you say, Lance, that that sort of sets you apart? I mean, I always look for points of differentiation with businesses. Those of us that have owned businesses, we can't be like everybody else, because if we're like everybody else, whoever's got the most money to advertise or whatever ends up squeezing us out. What sets you guys apart besides this great benefit plan and your terrific employees?
You know, we're very careful about our expansion. Besides our headquarters here in Hilo, in our factory here in Hilo, we only have one other store, and that's on the island of Oahu. Other than that, you know, we do small partnerships with the DFS and with Disney. But other than that, that's the only places that you can find our products. So we don't expand. We rather keep in control of our product, making sure our quality is always there. And we don't want to stress out our employees as well.
So do you work mostly on a wholesale basis with businesses, or do you go direct to the public?
We go direct to the public for the most of it. Like I said, you know, we do have some accounts like Disney or DFS. But other than that, everything is direct to the public.
My special guest, Big Island Candies, his name's Lance Duya, and he is the director of public relations. BigIslandCandies.com is the website. I'm looking at some of this stuff. I'm getting pretty hungry, bud. I'm getting pretty darn hungry.
You know, we're going to have to send you some stuff.
Well, I'm sure happy about that, but we're not allowed to take it because of payola. So send me a bill if you send me some stuff so I can send you a check,
okay,
all right?
Okay, we won't do that then.
All right. Hey, Lance, just a couple of more questions. If somebody out there is thinking about getting into business in the state of Hawaii, have you found that it's more difficult to own a business there, divorced, if you will, from the mainland?
Absolutely. You know, your shipping costs, it's so much more. It's, you know, getting things here, you know, there's no such thing as an overnight to, especially being on an outer island. We're not on Oahu, we're on the Big Island. So it's no such thing as getting something overnight. Shipping costs is very, very expensive.
So my son once upon a time wanted to open on Maui, meatballs on a stick. But I guess that's probably not going to cut it. Lance, thank you so much. Can you just talk about your candy real quick?
Sure. Well, you know, we're known for our chocolate dip macadamia nut shortbreads. They're totally indulgent. And that's what really, when we came up with that product, that's when our business really took off. That's what everybody knows us. We're world renowned for our chocolate dip shortbreads. We also do great biscotti, brownies, and other chocolates. We're also known for our exquisite packaging. We search the world over to refresh our packaging every season.
So my wife's birthday is coming up next week. So I'm thinking the chocolate dip, macadamia nut, biscottis, and all that sound pretty good to me.
I think you'd make a good choice, and she'd be certainly happy with it.
I'll be placing the order. BigIslandCandies.com is where I'm going to go to place that order. You should do the same. Believe me, I've had these, by the way. I have had these. The shortbreads, unfreaking believable. And I'm told by Lance, I think he lied on this one. He hasn't lied on anything else, but I'm told that there's it's very, very low calorie.
Yeah, they're carb smart.
A carb smart wing wing. Thank you so much, Lance. You make it a great day, will you, buddy? Thank you. Outstanding. BigIslandCandies.com. I have such respect for family-type business. It's been around for 40 years. In a place like the Big Island of Hawaii, and, you know, one of the things that he said talked about expansion. And I have seen companies expand to the point of bankruptcy because they have all these grandiose ideas, and boy, if one little hiccup happens, the next thing you know, they're out of business. So I can appreciate the fact that it might be a lot easier to set up some kind of factory here so you don't have to do all the shipping and all that stuff, but they're taking the cautious approach. Great business spotlight, fantastic product, I've had it. Okay, hit it, boys. Let's see if we can get to another email here. I know I'm running short of time. I have one here from Elizabeth. I took money out of my IRA and repaid it back within 60 days. My broker said I can't do that. Did I make a mistake? Elizabeth, you didn't make a mistake yet. Here's the way this works. You can do exactly what you did. You basically took money out of your IRA. That's a distribution, and you'll have to pay tax on that and penalties if it goes beyond the 60th day. Calendar day, if it falls on a weekend, you messed up. So you got to get the money back within that 60-day period. Now, here's where the problem lies. You can't do that again for 12 full months. If you do it again, all bets are off. And the whole thing can be disqualified, and you're going to be paying taxes, and if you're under 59 and a half, penalties as well. So maybe you misheard the broker. He probably said you can't do that strategy again. I'm out of time. Thank you so much. Email me. Go to RayLucia.com. Go out and make it a fabulous day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online.
BizTalk Radio.